Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Hey everyone, it's Meghna Chakrabarty, your host from On Point. Today on the show, we did an hour talking with nurses across the country about how they're doing as the United States pushes into its ninth month in dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. And the nurses we talked to were from Seattle, El Paso, and New York City. We also featured a couple of stories from nurses in other places, and I wanted to share those little stories with you in particular. So first of all, this is Adam Homan. He lives in North Dakota and works for Minnesota-based Essentia Health, and he's been working in rural parts of the state. And of course, right now, the pandemic is hitting rural America pretty hard. And here's what Adam told us.
What we're seeing, particularly from the nursing staff, is they too are extremely tired and burned out. You know, many of them are working 36 hours above their scheduled FTE at this point. You know, we're seeing a lot of sick patients. I've been in the emergency department the last few days, and it seems that almost every third or fourth patient is either someone who's suspicious they have COVID or they're diagnosed with COVID, and they're coming in with complications now. Relatively recent here last week, it was towards the end of my shift, and we had a very elderly gentleman who's about the same age as my grandmother, who had kind of been sick for about a week, but really was kind of okay at home with his wife, and he became extremely ill the night that I took care of him, and required mechanical ventilation, required lots of IV fluids, required medications to help with his blood pressure. And despite all that, he was still very ill and doing poorly. And when his family was finally able to arrive and we could talk at the hospital, they decided that he was just too ill and this is not what he would want for his care. And so they opted to transition to comfort care with him, and he died about 9 minutes after we transitioned to comfort care. And it was kind of that moment where COVID's always been kind of real for me because I've been dealing with it on different fronts in the last 8 months. And, you know, this could have been my grandmother who does not live too far from where I work. And so at that point, it became a lot more mentally distressing for me. It's just barriers they face day to day in rural America. One of the things that, depending on the size of your hospital and depending on the size of your community, with some rare exceptions, of course, there are very few what we call critical access hospitals who have respiratory therapists, who have an anesthesia team, who even frankly have ICU beds. Most of those facilities in rural America, particularly in North Dakota, which I can speak to, most of those are run by family practice providers, whether they are physicians, nurse practitioners, physician assistants. Their emergency departments are often staffed by those types of providers. A lot of them don't have a significant amount of ventilators, if any, and if they do, they probably don't have a lot of people who can run the ventilator in those facilities. They also have issues with staffing. You know, they don't have a big staffing pool to pull from in a rural setting. You know, one of the things that we oftentimes will rely on are staffing agencies that bring in nursing staff, but with an entire nation dealing with their own COVID crisis, those resources are, you know, pretty thin right now from what I'm understanding from the field. The ability to just have some relief is probably the biggest thing that nurses need right now.
That's nurse practitioner Adam Homan, who lives in North Dakota and works in rural Minnesota. Now, throughout the hour that we had talking with nurses, it was clear that these are folks who are drawn to the job. They're really mission-driven to care for people. Now, the U.S. healthcare system, of course, relies on tens of thousands of such workers. Nurses, doctors, lab technicians, porters, food service workers, you name it. There are many. So we also wanted to know, in the midst of the pandemic, what is it about health care that's keeping them in these professions? So Nina Geis gave us an answer. She's a nursing assistant in the orthopedic surgery unit at Garnet Health Medical Center in Middletown, New York.
We do a lot of direct patient care. things like assisting patients to walk or clean themselves, to check their vitals, just, you know, lots of those more intimate assistance that people cannot always do for themselves in a healthcare setting. As the summer came on and there were less cases of COVID coming into the hospital, we did start taking more of the elective surgeries, bringing in people who had skipped them or rescheduled because of COVID. I kind of saw that push going on for not wearing your mask and talking about all your personal freedoms. And it kind of made me a little bit frustrated and a little bit scared, I would say, because we've all seen this. We've had coworkers who are still having effects from this, even though they are now negative. Our facility actually lost a tech who is similar to my job title from our emergency department. And it still is something that is still very heavy on everybody. Of course, this is a person that, especially in that department, they worked with this person every single day. They were a team. They were a family. They work 13-hour shifts down there. And that person isn't here anymore. I don't choose to do my job because I make a lot of money, because I don't. To be very honest, I could go be a cashier at Aldi for just about the same amount of money. But the reason people do this work is because we care about human beings. I work nights, so I see lots of patients who will be a little confused. I don't know if you've ever had the moment where you sleep in a different position and you open your eyes and you don't see what you usually see and you're like, wait a second, where am I? And I can take some of that time at night to just talk to them so that they know that their fears, that their apprehensions, that their discomfort is something that's valid. You know, I've seen people who are very, very broken, and the spirit that human connection can give to someone in a hospital situation, I think it's important in every single person who works in a hospital, from the doctor to the nurse to nursing assistant people to our EVS and our food service. All of these people interact with every patient every single day, and we connect with them. And that's why I do it. I think that's why we all do.
That's Nina Geis, nursing assistant in the orthopedic surgery unit at Garnet Health Medical Center in Middletown, New York. Thanks very much for listening. If you like what you heard, definitely subscribe to the On Point podcast. You'll hear more audio features like this, plus our regular daily hour-long show where we try to dive deep into issues and stories that really matter today, try to understand them and make sense of them in a new way. So hit subscribe if you can. Thanks a lot. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is On Point.